Rádio UEL FM apresenta Zapa na UEL. Boa noite, senhoras e senhores. Estamos fazendo a saga do Zappa Motors no Fillmore East. Isso é mais um trabalho para o Zappa na UEL. É o programa que nós temos aqui. Estamos apresentando o Zappa toda sexta-feira. Tá bom? A gente começa com Billy the Mountain, que foi a música que terminou o primeiro programa semana passada. Não sei se vocês se lembram. E eu vou dizer aqui pra vocês qual é a banda do Zappa nesses 8 CDs, tá bom? Frank Zappa na guitar, no vocal, Mark Vollman, Howard Kayland, Ian Underwood, Ansley Dunbar, Gene Spoon, Bobby Harris e Don Preston, que faz aquele vocal de entrada, assim, de música clássica, sabe? Aqueles caras que... Senhoras e senhores! Então é assim, tá bom? Isso é que nós vamos acontecer para vocês. E outra, a programação desses CDs não são só do Fillmore East, tá? Tem Rainbow Theater, tem Farm Show Arena em Harrisburg, PA, junho, 3 de junho, e tem também junho 6. Tá, tudo isso, junho 6 é o sexto dia do... É dia 6 de junho que o Zappa se apresentou, tá? Nós vamos então ouvir aqui, ó. Build the Mountain, Little House I Used to Live In, The Mud Shark, What Kind of Girl You Think You We Are, Buena Dyke, Latex, Solar Beef e Willie the Pimp, tá bom? Vamos ouvir isso aí pra ver? Pô, cara, é fantástico. As músicas, às vezes, tem a mesma música no CD1 e no CD2, mas o tempo é diferente e os arpejos são diferentes e a letra é diferente e o tocar também é diferente. Vamos ver? Vamos nessa.
Checkered suit drove up in a large Lincoln Continental. And he laid a huge bulging envelope right at the corner of Billy the Mountain, right where his foot was supposed to be. Now Billy, he couldn't believe it. All those postcards he'd posed for all of these years. And finally now at last, his royalties. Oh God.
Royalty.
Billy the Mountain was rich. His eyeball caves widened in amazement. His jaw, which was a cliff, dropped 30 feet. A bunch of dust puffed out. Rocks and boulders hacked up. Crushing the Lincoln. Now the man in the checkered suit, well, he went screaming off into the desert at sunset. All the way to Rosamond to have a beer and tell everybody there, including Ronnie Cook, what had happened to his car.
I gave him the money. He acted real funny. He hocked up a rock and he totaled my car.
Oh, do you
know any trucks might be bound for the valley? I don't wanna stand here all night in this bar.
Dear Lord, I
don't wanna stand here all night in this bar.
No shit.
By 2 o'clock, and the bar had already closed down, Billy had already broken the big news to Ethel. With dust and boulders everywhere, Billy choked with excitement, announced,
Ethel, we're going on a vacation.
And they were going on a vacation. Now Ethel, well, just like a little woman as she was, Ethel, of course, was delighted. She creaked a little bit, and some old birds flew off of her. Now Billy told Ethel they were going to... across the Mojave Desert, their voices echoing through the canyons of your mind.
Ethel, wanna get a cup of coffee?
Howard Johnson's.
There's a Howard Johnson's. Wanna eat some clams?
The first noteworthy piece of real estate they destroyed was Edwards Air Force Base.
And to this very day, wingnuts and data reduction clerks alike speak in reverent whispers about that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got
lunched by a famous mountain. And a small wooden wife.
Goodbye to Las Vegas. Farewell to the lounges. We pulled a few handles. We drank a few beers.
Chug-a-lug-a-lug.
Guess that George Putnam should be on the air now with the biggest news story that has broken.
Oh,
just into the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, and Lomita will provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire. But it is this reporter's opinion that Ethel is a former communist.
Within the week, Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
La, 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 nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured. And homeless
in Denver.
No. As Billy had just leveled it.
And a few miles right outside of town, Billy caused a,
oh my papa,
in the earth crust.
Right over the secret underground dumps where they keep the
pools of old poison cast and obsolete germ bombs.
Just as a freak tornado cruised through. My baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby. Sucky up two-thirds of it. Suck, 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 suck. For untimely dispersal over vast stretches of
the Midwest.
Now, it was about this time. I think it was right outside of Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, that was it. Billy got his notice to report for his induction physical. Now, this may be hard to believe, but Ethel said she wasn't going to let him go.
I'm not going to let you go, Billy!
And George Putnam, the right-wing radical fascist punk asshole, damn, what did the newscaster had to say?
Take it away, George Putnam, the radical fascist right-wing goddamn... Take it away, George!
We now have confirmed reports from an informed Orange County minister that Ethel is still an active communist. And it is this reporter's opinion that she also practices witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang in the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. Of course, you realize that this could be only one person, and that was Studebaker Hawk, imaginary hero of the current depression. Bring the band on down behind me, boys, for a few inside details about Studebaker Hawk's personality.
Now some men say he looked like Felix Pappalardi.
Felix Pappalardi.
Others say, bullshit, man.
Bullshit, man.
He was just born next to the frozen beet pies at Christine's. Still others say, nah, none of the above. He was just a crazy Italian who drove a red car. You see, nobody really knows for sure because he was so mysterious.
Oh, yes, he was.
He was so.
Our mothers beyond confused.
Pinocchio, or what?
Some say he could fly, some say he could swim, others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka. One, all of those are crushing the amazing man.
Two, three,
amen.
Amazed
of him.
Simply amazed of him.
Strong masculine hand with a wristwatch and then flexi bracelet grabbed it
and answered in a deep, calmly assured voice.
Yes, this is he. What? A mountain? With a tree growing off of his shoulder? You're full of shit, man. I ain't what? Well, if you... Well, all right. Well, let me write this down then. Sort of take a few notes here. To New York, huh? Whoa. Causing limit and boundless destruction? Wanted for draft evasion? Can I fly there immediately and try to relate to him? Oh, what a question. An expense account? And per diem, too?
Some men say he could dance.
And he could dance because this, you lucky people, is the Studebaker Hawk dancing lesson and cosmic prayer for guidance featuring Ainsley Dunbar.
From the heart, left hand from the heart, right hand from the heart, left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Twirly, hey!
Basically, what we're trying to tell you is that Studebaker Hawk wasn't an ordinary kind of a hero. Some people even believe that he could write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
Some men say he could write the Lord's Prayer. Still maintain the fact. He was born next to the frozen beef pies, and that was the main influence on him.
Beef pie consciousness.
Boldly springing into action, he phoned his wife,
who ran a modeling school, whereupon he ran around the back of Macy's to see if he could find some big cardboard boxes.
After which, he hit up Gristini's Market,
for some Kaiser broiler foil, some Aunt Jemima syrup, and a pair of blunt scissors.
And in a parking lot, wherever he could find one, in between a pair of customized trucks, he cut out a pair of really, really nice wings, and he covered them thoroughly with foil. Thoroughly with foil. Thoroughly with foil. Compartment. Thoroughly with foil. Thoroughly with foil. Compartment. Thoroughly with foil. Compartment. Thoroughly with foil. Compartments. Thoroughly.
Then he took those wings and wedged one under each of his powerful arms and sneaked into the phone booth.
He closed the door. And then he pulled down his gray denim bus driver pants. And he took that Aunt Jemima syrup and he spread it all over the inside of his leg. Oh. Right underneath his boxer short.
Soon, the booth was filling with flies.
Help me, help me, help me.
He held open the legs of his boxer shorts so they could all get in.
Yes! And when each and every one of those little fucking flies that got under his pants and were sucking up all that Aunt Jemima syrup, he put his head between his legs. And he said to the little flies in a clear, impressive voice,
New York!
And the booth and everything lifted up out of the sky.
Please.
Join Studebaker Hawk now, standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth.
Billy, I've come to reason with you. Our great country needs you in the armed forces. It's all fair and square. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
Ethel shook her twigs angrily. But Studebaker Hawk, unperturbed, continued.
Listen, you...
Listen, you communist son of a bitch. You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical, or I'll see to it that you get used for field dirt in some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend here will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing boards, or a doghouse. Get the...
get the picture?
Billy just laughed.
If they think they're going to draft me, they're crazy.
Now, there's a slight problem here. You realize that Studebaker Hawk is standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth so that when the mountain laughed, Studebaker Hawk lost his balance, you know, with his briefcase and the flies and everything, and he sort of fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below.
That was only 100 feet, you Carnaby cutie. Let's hear it again.
Which only goes to show. Don't ask.
happens when we get there. The secret word for tonight is mud shark. And of course, with the mud shark secret word is the mud shark arpeggio. and the mating call of the adult male mud shark. Mud shark, it's sweeping the ocean.
Ah! Right on the little dance. It's called the mud shark. And spewed upon with cream corn. My girlfriend, she digs it with a hot 7-Up bottle while somebody's screaming, Alice Cooper!
Thank you.
real far out and groovy. Ever been to the 15th Avenue? Magic fingers in the bed. Wall-mounted TV screens. Coffee host thunk into the bathroom wall. Four micas really keen.
Just anybody spew on their vital parts. They want a guy from a group with a big hit single in the charts.
Funny you should mention it. Our new single made the charts this week with a bullet. With a bullet. Just let me put a little more rancid Budweiser on my beard right now, baby, and you can show me how a young girl such as you might be thrilled and overwhelmed by me.
What hotel did you say you were staying at?
Wanna split right away?
Not so fast, you silly boy. There's one thing I gotta say.
We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the chart. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the chart. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the chart. We want a
God, Madge, you voluptuous New York City slit. Why didn't you tell me before it was so hard to tell with your little blousy poo on? But now that I see you, I would have helped. I didn't know you were so obviously pregnant. I've got the thing you need. I am endowed beyond your wildest clearasil spattered fantasies.
Thank you.
mud shark. You can hear the steam, baby. You can hear the screaming steam. Now, as the Rima steams up the lake, Reamy weamy up to the snake. Woo, in the jungle, baby. Talking about the East Village, mama. Psychedelic dungeons now. Let's say we all paint our body up with glow stuff on it. Sit under the black lights and pinch each other's titties. Watch all the cockroaches crawl on your genitals. Pick it out with your teeth out of the pubic hair, babe. Let's get a nice juicy one, let's say. Come on now. Talking about the sewer system, baby. Talking about carbon monoxide consciousness, honey. Talking about the Grammy Scotchy Statue of Liberty, yeah. And the dying fish polluted harbor. And I'm also talking about my sand.
Steve!
Então é isso aí, rapaziada. Nós estamos fazendo a saga do Zappa no Fillmore East. The Mothers 1971 é a caixinha que veio pra mim de presente lá do Rogério Fajardo, de New York City. Frank Zappa é guitar e diálogo. Mark Volman é líder vocal e diálogo. Howard Kayland é líder vocal e diálogo. Ian Underwood é winds, keyboards e vocal. Ansley Dunbar é drums. Jim Spoon é baixo, vocal e diálogo. Bob Harris é segundo keyboards e vocal. E Billy Don Preston é mini Moog. Tá bom? Essa é a banda que acompanhou o Zappa. E nós temos uma foto muito bonita aqui. Desenho do Rainbow. Como é que é o Rainbow? Frank Zappa The Mothers em dezembro de 1971. E tem também a história em quadrinhos do Ed, Are You Kidding? Ed, Are You Kidding? Taram, taram, taram. É um barato. É uma riqueza esse álbum, sabe, cara? Com essas... Tem uma foto aqui que eu vou te falar. Essa foto aqui é o seguinte. Boa noite pra vocês. Espero que... Trabalhos técnicos de João Lopes e apresentação minha, Paulão Rock'n'Roll. A gente continua a saga porque a semana que vem a gente tem o CD 3. Eu acabei de fazer o CD 2.